Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 27th, goes to a hiker in Colorado who got lost on a mountain for 24 hours. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why, oh, why would Uncle Charla, Brother Leonard, give a man who got lost for 24 hours hiking Donkey of the Day? Well, it's a tough one. It's a tough one because on one hand, I feel him. On the other hand, I'm like, I don't think he wanted to be saved. Let me explain. See, this man was reported missing after he didn't return from an expedition on October 18th on Mount Elbert. Mount Elbert is the highest peak in the state of Colorado. Now, he was lost, clearly. But sometimes folks be lost to us. But to them, they just outside, all right? This kind of feels like one of those situations, even though it's not. I know y'all think I sound like Rafiki and the Lion King right now, but listen to me. Pay attention. Follow this because it will all make sense in 1 second. Now, if people think you're lost, the first thing I would assume to do is call your phone, right? That's what they tried to do to this hiker. And this is where it gets tricky for me because trust me when I tell you, I feel how this hiker be feeling. Let's go to KGTV ABC 10 for the report, please.
We're looking into a story that seems hard to believe. It claims a lost hiker ignored calls from rescue crews because he didn't recognize the phone number. And it's actually true. The hiker was reported missing last week after he failed to return from a trek on Mount Elbert in Colorado. And the Lake County search and rescue team says they repeatedly tried calling the hiker's cell phone. But the man never answered because he didn't recognize the number. The hiker did safely return to his place of lodging 24 hours later with no idea that anyone had been looking for him.
Raise your hand if you don't answer unrecognized phone numbers, okay?
If you don't.
If you're driving, blow the horn, all right? I just assume that an unrecognized phone number is a bill collector, all right? And you're going to a voicemail that I will never check. Now, I have to ask another question. How lost are you really if you don't answer the phone when people are looking for you simply because you don't recognize the phone number? I feel them. Okay, I don't answer the phone for numbers I don't know. In fact, too many numbers I don't know calling me is one of the main reasons I changed my phone number. But here's the thing. I don't know if this hiker necessarily deserves Donkey of the Day. Sounds like the people who were looking for him deserve Donkey of the Day because they're trying to save a person that didn't need saving. Maybe. Number one, he didn't answer a number he didn't know. Therefore, he clearly wasn't stressing. He clearly didn't think he was in danger. Okay, number two, did you hear the end of the news report? Can we play just the end of the news report? Is there a way to do that?
The hiker spent the night searching for the trail and bouncing between different trails to find
the trailhead. Oh, no, that's not what I want. That wasn't it. At the end of it, they said he made his way back to his lodging, right? If this guy was really lost, I can't tell. But if he really was lost, round of applause for his focus. Give this man some applause, Red, okay? I mean, if I'm lost trying to figure my way back, I don't want to talk to anyone on the phone either. You ever have your GPS going, driving, but somebody called you and interrupts the GPS? Or you're driving and talking and you missing what the GPS is telling you because this person wants to talk on the phone? What you chat about? Okay? I miss me exit. All right? That's how this man's brain was working in this moment. He couldn't be bothered. He was too busy bouncing from trail to trail trying to figure things out. Now let's go to this news report from SACB.com. Let me hear this one.
The hiker spent the night searching for the trail and bouncing between different trails to find the trailhead where they had parked. Rescuer said,
I don't know if he was lost. I really don't. I really don't know if this man was truly lost. But if he was, like the media is reporting, I need to know his reasoning for not answering his phone because I need that kind of discipline in my life. Can somebody go interview this man? Please have a conversation. I need to be able to ignore my phone and other distractions under duress or not, just like, you know, this individual was. I was always taught desperate people do desperate things. And, you know, answering unrecognized phone numbers is an act of desperation. So clearly there was nothing desperate about this man because he didn't feel the need to answer his phone while he was so-called lost in the mountains. I am lost in the woods. There is a prophet, okay, a beacon of light named Project Pat, who once said, don't save her. She don't want to be saved. I think this applies to this hiker. All right, don't save this man. He didn't want to be saved. As stupid as we want to call this man, if you got to let a hoe be a hoe, you got to let a hiker be a hiker. But we can still give him the credit he deserves for being, I guess, what we would call stupid. Sometimes people just don't want to be bothered. But give this hiker the biggest hee-haw anyway. Just in case he was really lost.
All right.
All you had to do is pick up the phone and not say anything.
Pick up the phone, baby. Pick up the phone and don't
just be quiet.
But then, no, that would be if people think you're lost, right? And they call your phone and somebody picks up the phone and don't say nothing. Now they really going to be distraught. Now they going to really want the law enforcement and everybody involved.
Oh, you pick up the phone and you go, hello.
That's even worse.
Now and then they ask for you and you're like, she's not available.
Now it was like a strange phone. So a strange voice picked up my phone. voice picked up his phone. I really think he's in trouble now.
Wrong number.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
you would have the whole feds after her. Everybody would be looking for that person after that.
You want to make sure it's not a bill collector.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye now. It's the
Hello.
Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, parents. Looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi Mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, is every Thursday.
Y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.